Hallelujah, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Greetings, precious family. Happy New Year. Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new year, Father God, that you just open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, that we can know this wonderful new covenant, this new kingdom, and this new king that we are united to, co-heirs with, Lord. So we just thank you for this year, a year of mighty arising and shining of your bride, of your people, waking up to the realities of the kingdom, realities of sonship. And thank you, Lord. We appreciate you and we thank you for your great love this year and every year. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read 1 Timothy 5, verse 1 to 4. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity. Honor widows who are really widows, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show love at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
Hallelujah. Short and sweet, you know, God has made peace. He's brought about his kingdom. He's given us a wonderful King, Lord and Savior and Big Brother. And so everything has been made available. And we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. For what? To partake of that destiny, that purpose that he made us for. So in the light of that, we must have peace with our God, peace with ourselves, and then we can have peace with others. And that's what it's all about. So what you see in here is respect. You have respect when you find the wonderful love of God and what's available to you. And you're in the spirit, not in the flesh. There's respect for one another. And that respect is shown in your love and your prayers and your attitude and your actions. So be blessed because you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.